ABC Radio Australia.
Now, as a journalist, there's certain places you can't always walk freely with a camera, and West Papua is one of them. And what happens within the Indonesian territory isn't always made public. But now five new short films have just been released, highlighting the gritty realities some West Papuans face. And they will be screened in Australia this week, as Carl Evans reports.
In most places, cheering on your national soccer team is a patriotic duty. But in a place like West Papua, Indonesian filmmaker Dandi Laksono says it's a bit more complex.
The soccer team, it's another culture and social issue because the repression of Indonesian government. Sometimes people express their nationality through the soccer team. So they support soccer team as if it's supporting the independence of the country. So it's quite interesting.
It's a story that's been rarely told. And it will be one of five films showcased in an upcoming West Papua mini film festival hosted by the University of Wollongong. The films have been produced by emerging filmmakers and journalists within West Papua, and Dandi has been assisting them to tell their story.
They are a good filmmaker and a good local journalist in West Papua. And then we work together to develop the storyline, the planning of production, because it is the first time Papuan journalists produce films.
The films shed light on several complex themes. They explore refugees, the Indonesian military, the 1969 referendum, as well as youth culture such as dance and hip-hop. Dandi says the films have been in production for 3 years.
Normally, we cannot just air this film in some public place or like a public screening. We have to do it mostly outside Papua and do it quietly. Even in several big cities of Indonesia outside West Papua, we cannot screen this film like we publish in a normal occasion or normal event. So usually we just screen this film with a very small circle of audience, and then we discuss it. And this time we try to reach out the audience in Australia, in 9 cities in Australia. For the first time, we will feel free to help some public screening.
The films will premiere at the University of Wollongong on April 9, before being played in Canberra, Adelaide, Brisbane and Hobart. Cammie Webb-Gannon, a Pacific decolonisation researcher at the University of Wollongong, says the event aims to address a misinformation problem in West Papua.
Over the past few years, we've seen Indonesia essentially like double down on trying to distribute propaganda about West Papua, that everything's fine in West Papua. They've developed AI personas, journalists who are spreading propaganda, they've created Facebook profiles for them and Twitter profiles, other social media profiles for these fake personas who are then talking about West Papua and how the government of Indonesia is doing great things in West Papua and how the Papuans who want independence are traitors. So in the context of this and the fact that it's very difficult for foreign media to get into West Papua and it's very difficult for media to objectively cover events in West Papua, we thought that it would be a good idea for some short films are around 1 hour each to be made about what is actually happening in West Papua.
She says the films aren't meant to be anti-Indonesia or pro-independence. They aim to merely shed light on the gritty reality of life.
When we do hear news coming out of Papua, it's tragedy. We hear about torture, we hear about trauma, we hear about massacres, we hear about starvation, we hear about genocide. And some of these films do have a focus on the atrocities that take place in West Papua, but they also speak to the resilience and the courage of West Papuan people, to their creativity and to their ability to sustain their cultures and to maintain hope.
Dandi says West Papua is not a place where people can walk freely with a camera. But now, another country will get to see what life is like.
Maybe for the first time, they have comprehensive information and perspective, not only about political and classic military stories, but also what is actual impact on daily basis of society with very various perspective and very various issues in the field.